I'll just continue Jimmy Collins' message. He didn't know what I was going to preach on. He didn't know that I had it already outlined this morning. I had it primed and cocked when Jamie walked in. Amen. And I just kindly backed off. Amen. And it kept till tonight, even though I thought Jimmy was going to preach it. He just laid a good foundation for it. Praise God. John 15, I am the true vine and my Father's a husbandman. That's verse 1. Every branch in me that beareth forth beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Amen. Since the revival, the highway of holiness has been going through a time of trial. Have you felt anything? I had a tough week last week. The purging hurts. But there's a reason for it. More fruit. Hallelujah. The trial is not easy. It hurts. Amen. You say, I'm hurt. You're hurt and I burn not. What if you's me having to put up with a whole bunch? Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Paul, he had a lot to be offended about, but he didn't allow it to affect his effectiveness for God. The trial just made his message more powerful and made it richer. Yours will too, if you don't kick out. The trial gets so critical after a while that you either go or stay. But that's what it was intended for. I don't institute them. I don't have anything to do with them. I dread them. I don't like to see them coming. Amen. But I've made it so far. I've loaded my stack a few times. Amen. And scattered a few pieces of my mind a few times. Only to have to eat humble pie. And go back and try to find them again because I didn't have none to spare. Amen. Praise God. Yes, we'll be pruned, we'll be tried, and there's a reason for it. Some way, somehow, amen, we'll bring forth more fruit or be cut off altogether. Amen. That's not my message. Amen. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Without me ye can do nothing. Without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That's a commandment. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Your joy might be full. Your joy might be full. What happens after full? David said, my cup doeth what? Runneth over. Woo, how many like that experience when the cup runneth over? Amen. The worldly church don't like the mess when the cup runneth over. Amen. But we like it. They say, let everything be done decently in order. The Bible says. Amen. Oh, but their cup never runs over. Amen. I was glad that Lady Bird Johnson, when she was eating those barbecued ribs, said there's no nice way to eat barbecue. So she just got it all over like everybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. I like this, don't you? Amen. Kim Renee didn't want us feeding her after a while. She wanted to do it herself. And she did. She had taters on her face, taters on both hands, taters on the high chair, taters on her clothes, taters on mama, taters everywhere. But she was enjoying feeding herself. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We get like that around the highway of holiness once in a while. Things get to splashing and splattering, huh? Amen. Just well to enjoy it, praise God. You're only young once. How many feel kind of young at heart? Well, maybe I better not ask for a show of hands tonight. Amen. This is my commandment. Listen to this. This is my commandment. This is the great commandment of the New Testament. If there is one, this is the great one. Supersedes all others. That ye love one another. How much do we love one another? Everybody's got that in your Bible. Stick up your little finger. Amen. What did it say? Did I read it all? How are we supposed to love one another? Jesus said, as I have loved you. Let's say it together. As I have loved you. Say it again. As I have loved you. Jimmy Collins told us a while ago that he loved them to the end, even though he knew what they was made out of. And we're supposed to do the same thing. My goodness. We've been here almost 19 years, and some of you unfortunate folks are learning what we are made out of. Amen. But some haven't loved me to the end. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't blame you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. How many would like for him to be your friend? How many feel like Jesus is your friend? I can tell you if you're lying or not. If you keep his commandment. Amen. You're his friend. And he's your friend. Amen. My Father's commandment. This is my commandment. You love one another. Greater love. Greater love. Ye are my friends. If ye do whatsoever I command you. What did he do? Just command us. We sing, I'll be a friend to Jesus. You like that, don't you, Brother Burns? That's a good song, isn't it? My life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus. Enough of that. Amen. Not that the song's not good. I need a lot of good loud music to drown my singing out sometimes. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now, get a load of this. He says it again. You think there might have been some danger that these sainted apostles might fall out of love with one another? You think there might be some danger, amen, that our personalities might clash and we fall out of love with one another? Huh? Praise God. All right, verse 17, and I'm going to let you read the rest of it. Well, I may read 18. These things I command you, there it is again, that ye love one another. Brother, it's the law. It's again the law in this bunch not to love one another.
Amen.
That's a law of the New Testament. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Of course, for that little boy, his mom was giving him a beating with a switch. She said, I'm doing this because I love you. And he decided that he wished she didn't love him so much. Amen. Amen. These things I command you that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, I've chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. Amen. My message tonight, and it'll not be long, what happens if we don't love one another? What happens if we don't love one another? And I got a jewel here, straight from heavenly inspiration. If we don't love one another, we'll die quicker. They say that bachelors don't live as long as married men. Amen. I'm not hinting, Richard. But you better get to work. Amen. If we don't love one another, we die quicker. That's a scientific, biological fact. Amen. They even experimented with animals. And they decided that they would show affection to this one group and no affection to the other group. Just feed them and never show them any affection. The animals that they didn't show any affection to, scientific study, they died. They all died off. And the ones they showed affection to continued to live. Could it be there's somebody in the highway of holiness that's dying for the lack of love and affection? Amen. If we don't love one another, we'll die quicker. But who cares? There's not much to live for anyway if we don't love one another. How many heard that? Who cares? There's not much to live for anyway if we don't have love. Or if we're not loving like God said to love. Amen. Folks, what happens if we don't love one another? Here's what happens. The world will hate us anyway, whether we love one another or not. The only difference is, because we don't love one another, we'll be weakened to fight against the world and the flesh. And the devil. We need everybody's help we can get to make it. decision. Amen. What happens if we don't love one another? The devil will hate us anyhow. The only difference is he'll hate us more effectively. Isn't that amazing? Amen. God gave me that this morning. Praise God. For us at the highway, hold us. I didn't have this in me. Amen. God put it in me. He put it in my mind and in my heart. He spoke to my soul about this. Praise God. And after I preach it, I'll have to go back and listen to the tape to remember what I said. Amen. But I'm telling you, praise God. What happens if we don't love one another? We'll have less power in prayer. If two or three of you agree. We got to have some agreement to have power in prayer. We got to get together. Amen. Amen. A bunch of divided preachers, holiness preachers, climbed up on the bed of dying Larry Peters. They got together and they agreed together. Praise God. And every one of them knows that it was the unity of those preachers binding together on top of Larry Peters' bed with one day to live. Amen. And the only way anybody could take the credit for it was that they agreed. Amen. And God answered. What happens if we don't love one another? We'll have less power in prayer. What happens if we love one another? We'll have more power in prayer. If we love one another, we won't have any trouble rejoicing with them that rejoice and weeping with those that weep and helping each brother to carry his burden. Hallelujah. If we love one another, amen. What happens if we don't love one another? The world's watching. Amen. I'm not talking about Baptists necessarily loving Pentecost. That's bad enough. I'm not talking about Methodists loving Baptists. I'm not talking about Church of Christ loving Jehovah's Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists loving the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness. I'm talking about holiness people loving holiness people. Amen. That's a good place to start, don't you think? Amen. Glory to God. It hurts our testimony as a church family if we don't love one another. Amen. The world sees our division. The world sees our divided, weakened front. Don't you think the devil don't know where the breach is in the lines? Don't you think the devil knows where to break through at? Amen. The policy of sin and Satan and the imps of hell is divide and conquer. Always has been. Amen. Get us not to loving one another. The world sees our division. Amen. Young people see our division. Our children see our division. What happens if we don't love one another? We stand a strong chance of losing our young people. You know the reason a lot of holy churches don't have any young people? They fought and fussed and scrapped so long that the young people left. They quit. Amen. Amen. Young people see our division. Amen. Is Christ divided? Paul asked that question, I think. Is Christ divided? No, Christ is not divided. Then why are we divided? Because for one reason or another, justified or unjustified,
We've fallen out of love with one another. Amen. Amen. Already read it to you. Maybe in closing I can refresh your memory. Amen. He said, if ye can keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. As the Father loved me, so I loved you. Continue in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Let me repeat, it's the law. The biggest law of the New Testament is we can never, never, never quit loving one another. Amen. How? As. Say it with me. As. Say it with me. As. As. Amen. I have loved you. Amen. How did Christ love you? He loved me when I was a dirty, low down, stinking little boy that cussed and told dirty jokes and said dirty things behind mama's back and straightened up and looked like an angel when I got in front of mama and other nice women. But he loved me when I was dirty and low down as could be. Amen. Well, how do we know who's the diamond in the rough? How do we know who's that precious jewel that next will decorate the altar? How do we know? Amen. But what tomorrow? So-and-so might straighten up. But I'll admit, that's a tough time I've had pastoring churches. I just couldn't wait for some to straighten up. Amen. Amen. The old scrapper is I am. Amen. I ain't very strong, you know, and wasn't too much of a fighter. I relied on quickness and surprise. And that's how I throwed old Leland and had a scissor lock on his neck. And I was smelling his tobacco breath. Amen. And I was hollering, give up, give up. Amen. And I'll never forget, the veins of his neck swelled out great big. He turned real red in the face. And I was a-squeezing his neck. I had a scissor lock on him. I was spread out on the ground like an L shape. You're a wrestler, ain't you, Jimmy? Amen. I had him. He said, I'm coming out of here if it kills me. And I didn't want to kill him. Amen. And so he come out of there. Amen. Oh, yes. And sometimes I'd rather pinch their heads off. Amen. But you can't do that. You gotta have a love of God. Amen. And you gotta have the kind of love that God has. He knows how bad hell is. He knows how long hell is. He knows how agonizing hell is. He knows how eternal punishment is. He told us himself about weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And with a tear in his voice, he said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's easy enough for us to believe, but it goes on to say that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. For us not to love is to presume on God's mercy. That's another way of saying taking advantage of God's mercy. Amen. You better be careful about playing hard and fast with God's mercy. Amen. Be careful about getting Dad's car out there, and when you get away from home out there with the boys on the parking lot, you leave a streak of rubber for a city block. Hey, that car's dangerous. It'll kill you if you abuse that privilege. Three boys up here at Oxford, fine young men, are in their graves tonight for that reason. Amen. Oh, it could be repeated over and over again. But there's a more immediate effect as they get ready to sing. Amen. This is my last point. What happens if we don't love one another? Amen. That's why a lot of people have no joy. He said, I'm giving you these commandments that your joy might be fulfilled. Full. Amen. What is the reason we have no joy? If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you that my what? That my joy might remain in you, and that your what? Say it. Joy. That your joy might be full. Amen. In other words, if we don't love one another, it's no wonder we not got any joy. Amen. If we love one another, there won't be any reason for us to lose our joy. If we don't love one another, joy will wither away among us. Joel said, joy has withered away among men. Amen. If we don't obey God, we'll lose our joy. Amen. It's not what you ate that's killing you. It's what's eating you.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Forget it. Eternity's too long. It don't amount to two shakes of a dead sheep's tail in a tornado, nohow. Amen. Praise God. 50 years from now, who cares? 100 years from now, who cares? But 10 million years from now, abide a faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Well, one of my complaints down through the years is that Brother Collins, amen, don't preach enough love. Amen. I've preached it tonight, and I've told you it's the law. And what have we got to do it? Let's stand and let's pray. Father.
Lay my heart to Jesus. Soon I walk like a stranger in the crowd. Some mocked, some left me in pity at the cross to which I had bowed. But when the trumpet sound and I leave the ground, all my troubles will suddenly run out. Like defeated foes, they'll bow and go. For tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. Well, the morn of a new day is dawning. for the world, the time has run out. We can feel the pressure getting stronger. Fierce wind drive waves across our bow. But when the trumpet sounds and I leave the ground, all my troubles suddenly run out. Our defeated foes will rise and go, cause tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. I like this one. Youth dawned, then bloomed, then faded. Some fruit fell wasted on the ground, and some things we longed for and waited never came. When the trumpet sounds, I'll leave the ground. All my troubles will suddenly run out. Our defeated foes will rise and go, cause tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. Youth dawned and bloomed and faded. Some seed fell wasted on the ground, and some things we longed for and waited never came, though we knew not why or how. When the trumpet sound out, leave the ground, all my troubles will suddenly run out. Like defeated foes, they'll bow and go, cause tomorrow it won't matter anyhow. When I gave my heart to Jesus, should I walk like a stranger in the crowd? Some mocked, some left me in pity at the cross which I have bound. But when the trumpet sounds, I'll leave the ground. All my troubles will suddenly run out. Let me see. When he comes, it won't matter anyhow. After rapture, it won't matter anyhow. Oh, very soon, it won't matter anyhow. Raise your hands and praise the Lord a little bit.